Chapter 1. Extraordinary Murders.
I was staying in Paris during the spring and part of the summer of 18. There, I met a Monsieur C. Auguste Dupin. This young gentleman came from a noble family, but he himself was not very rich. He was not really interested in money. He lived frugally. Books were his only luxury. We first met at a library in the Rue Montmartre. By some strange coincidence, we were both looking for the same book. After that, we met many more times. He told me about the history of his family. I was astonished by the extent of his reading. When did he find the time to read so many books? And I was fascinated by his vivid imagination. It was decided that we should live together while I was in Paris. We found a big old deserted house in the Faubourg Saint-Germain. As I had more money than Dupin, I offered to pay the rent. Our isolation was perfect. We admitted no visitors. Nobody knew the address of the house where we lived. For some strange reason, Dupin loved the night, and I began to share his enthusiasm. Of course, the night did not last forever, so when the morning came, we closed all the shutters on the building to simulate.